It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Episode 2, and it is great to be back with you. Hey, my dear Platinum members, this is a huge privilege, you know, that you've given me to be in your heads right now, and it's one that I will never, ever take lightly. I'm getting into the rhythm of the Platinum Club and reconciling it with my vision of how it was going to go. It's always a dance between the projection we have before and the reality after, isn't it? Along those lines, I just want to tell you that as far as these podcasts go, there will be 52 in a year. Some may be only 4 days apart. Some may be 8 or 9 days apart. Unlike a traditional podcast, what I really try and do is make sure that I get to the point where I've gotten to write the content out. I've gotten to play with it, sit on it, enhance it, really make sure it's applicable for the members, where you're at, where we are as entertainers, and that I give you the most value that I could possibly give you. And sometimes that happens instantly on the first draft. Sometimes it takes a bit more. Let's get into it. You know, it was a big week for all of us. A lot of questions, club members leaning into the unlimited consulting and coaching, and that makes me so happy. And also suggestions for whiteboard topics. I'm not scared of any of it. I'm not kidding. Sock it to me. Bring it on. It's very powerful to go through the steps on the consulting and coaching form that I've created. You've seen it, I take it. If you haven't jumped into that yet, don't wait any longer. Just come with something and do it. A place that you're feeling stuck, where you've hit a roadblock, you have too many options, somewhere where you're frozen, or even if you just need feedback on an idea. I have those tabs open in my computer where that information feeds to, and an integration that tells me when a new question has been posted. So I will see it right away. And what I do is I read it, I let my brain run around with it for a while, and then I take notes, and then I record a reply, either audio or video or written. Hey, in the podcast last week, I tipped my hand and mentioned the topic of this week's episode. So those of you who were maybe keeping score at home or heard it and were looking forward to it, you already know what we're going to talk about. And it's the importance of your big why and how nothing can change until you have that in place. Simon Sinek, who you see pictured on this page, wrote a game-changing book, which was published in 2009. Knowing of Simon from the TED community, I was a very early reader of the book, and it touched something inside of me that triggered the beginning of a very large change for me. It was the year I started questioning what I wanted to do for the second chapter of my life. It was the year I launched Get More Corporate Gigs. It was the year I got involved with Boys to Men Rite of Passage Adventure Weekends. It was the year when so much of what had been successful began to feel like an old, outdated suit. It was the year where everything felt impossible. Doing the same thing, doing something new, I had no idea how I could keep doing the same thing and no knowledge on how to do something new. And right there, that was the problem. I was focused on how. Everything was about how, and I hadn't ever considered why. Well, enter Simon's book, Start With Why. In those years, there was a TED book club. They would send speakers and attendees a book each month before the conference. And I remember when Simon's arrived, the title, it grabbed me by the heart and damn near had me in tears. Without even cracking it open, I felt like I had just found that piece of the jigsaw puzzle. You know, the one you realize you don't have after putting together the other 499 pieces? And this connection to why, it became clear to me over the last 8 years that it's really all that matters. And I know that might be really hard to accept right now. I get that. Depending on your age and experience, it might sound like Barry's got a screw loose, or it might be your moment to find that missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle. In this world of apps and VAs and connected cloud services, autoresponders, startups, the focus is so easy to put on the how and the what. The irony, and get this, the irony is that all great change, all great movements start with why. As Simon wrote about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he gave the I have a dream speech, not the I have a plan speech. How great is that distinction? So give me some leeway on this, even though you might not believe it right now. Once that why is strong enough, the what and the how will almost write themselves. Working on a career without having a why that floors you and makes you shake, well, it's an almost guaranteed path to frustration and struggle, exhaustion, and eventual burnout. Without your big why, you are competing with everyone else on price, on availability, features, and the whim of a committee who will most likely never meet you eye to eye. With it in place, we can inspire instead of manipulate. We can lead instead of hope. And with it in place, more than anything else, we stay true and congruent and attract the clients who aren't concerned with the what because they fell in love with our why. They won't micromanage us. They won't nickel and dime us because they fell in love with our why. A big why also builds loyalty. It allows you to slip up and still have the respect and relationship with your clients. Cynic says, there is a big difference between repeat business and loyalty. Repeat business is when people do business with you multiple times. Loyalty is when people are willing to turn down a better product or a better price to continue doing business with you. The Raspini brothers have loyalty. I still get calls almost a year after retirement asking if we can come to their event. They know I've retired and they still call. And there are two distinct categories of why. Listen to these. And there are two distinct categories of why and several subcategories that we can talk about on future episodes. But listen to these. For today, let's agree to dig into these two areas. Personal. That's why do I do what I do as a human being? And then there's professional. Why does my service exist? When we have a clear answer for both of these, the road to progress is almost magically greased and changes happen rapidly. New connections, opportunities, partners, creativity all but fall from the sky when those two whys are driving the bus. With those two whys in place, we don't have to get emotional about decisions. We don't have to struggle to make decisions. We are free from regret or disappointment, and instead we see situations that don't align with the reasons we are here. Such a powerful distinction. Today, I want to talk about both in hope that it will inspire and guide you to dig deeply into your life, turn over some old festering stories, beliefs, paradigms, and climb out with a why that brings you to your knees. One that makes anything that you now perceive to be in your way either easier or unnecessary. You know that saying, winning the heart and mind? Well, it's in that order for a reason. Why is the heart? And what is the mind? And they go in that order. There's a psychological backing to all of this, and you know me well enough to know that that's not where I'm going to take this. I want to make this applicable for entertainers. I want to make it usable for those of us who are selling services in competitive markets so that we can stand out and build relationships that last a lifetime. The obvious question, of course, how do I get my big why? How do I create a statement that fires me into action the second I see it? How can I come up with one that is the umbrella for every decision I'll make and guide me towards my goals, my desires? What are the words that will send procrastination packing and make distractions as enticing as a pile of dog crap? That's what I want to do for you today. Well, one thing is for sure, it's different for each of us. There is no big why that will mean the same to every person. So finding it is a personal journey and one that I'm here to walk you through. I hinted at the key a few sentences ago. Did you catch it? I said, I want to make this applicable for entertainers, for those of us who are selling our services in a competitive market so that we can stand out and build relationships that last a lifetime. So that. Those two words are the shovel that we'll use to dive deeper and uncover the big why that we seek. Hey, remember this. The why engages your customer emotionally, and it makes the how and the what almost unimportant. You know, put in a cloak of confidentiality, we all know acts who look and sound perfect. That's their why. And almost fall flat on stage. That's their what and how. Yet they keep working. Case in point, I can name five off the top of my head, and I won't. They are usually cheesy and trite, performing standards of comedy or music or variety, and vanilla beyond imagination. They've connected with buyers from the why. And as colleagues, we see what's on stage, the what and the how, and the paradox leaves us baffled. Let's get started on finding your big why. I want you to take this very seriously. Do it like your success hinges on it. If you're driving right now, continue driving, of course, but listen to it. That's great. But do the exercise when you're somewhere where you can close your eyes a little bit, when you can maybe write, when you can daydream, when you can take your time, when you don't have to think what's outside the windshield. Because whether or not you think your success hinges on this, experience tells me that it does. Since getting clear on my big why, the changes in my life have come in faster and stronger than the previous 45 years combined. It's been an exponential change, and I owe it to that one action back in 2009, creating my big why, which has evolved a few times since. Oh, and I will share mine with you at the end of this recording. I don't want to do it now. I don't want it to be a part of your creation process. So right now, let's work on the professional one. Can we do that? This exercise will be the exact same for the personal why. And I find that getting the professional one out of the way will expand your mind enough to really tackle that personal one. And dare I say, that is the one that matters more than anything else. You know, I'm going to have Haley put a form at the bottom of this page. I'd like you to fill it out and submit your big whys using that form, would you? No one except Haley and I will see them, and the accountability will do you a world of good. I can't wait to read them. So let's get going with the professional why mission here. Let's dig into this. I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to leave a little bit of time for you to take a breath, think about it, and then give yourself an answer. Here we go. Why does your business exist? Take a moment. Let the ideas and the judgments, the jokes and the depth, let all of it in without a filter. Why do you have your business, this business? Now let's take our first dig. That answer you just gave, and end it with the words, so that. So that what? Take a moment. Now the steps along the way are all valid. All of it. Every one of them is valid and valuable. And we are going to continue this exercise until we get the one that sends the chills up your spine. Ready? So the next level, you have what you first said, and you have one level of so that. Let's go to the next level. So that. Dig deeper. So that. Are you getting closer? It took me 5 levels to get to my final one the very first time I did this. You got another one in you? So that. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe you paused during that if you needed more time. But let me ask you this. Where are you at right now? Is it feeling more meaningful? Bear in mind that the exact words you are saying to yourself are nothing that your client will ever hear. Nothing that your client will ever need to hear. And it's something that they will feel when they're with you, when they're reading about you, when they're watching you, and when they talk about you. With that in mind, are you finished? Is there a quiver in your voice? Is there a shake in your hand or in your knees? You got one more in you? So that. Pause this if you need to. And say the one that you're afraid to say. Say the one that's hiding behind some kind of a judgment or a joke or a fear. Is that your big why for the professional side of you? Sit on this one for a bit. Write it down on a paper or in your phone and look at it. Read it aloud. Say it to someone you love and trust. What happens inside of you when you speak it out loud? You'll know the answer, or if there's another level you'll need to go to. The Big Why will help us have two other invaluable perspectives for our life and our career. First, it tells us how much we need. You get that? It tells us how much we need. Because if we don't know how much we need, you see, we'll never have enough. Second, it solidifies the belief, and this is a necessary belief, that the future is going to be incredibly bigger than the past. This gives us permission to risk losing parts of the past in order to create a new future. This belief gives us permission to risk losing parts of the past so that we can create a new future. And those two are discussions for other episodes of the Platinum Podcast. So keep leaning into the benefits of the club and allow me the honor and the privilege of coaching you into the next chapter of your life. There is magic. There is music, the likes of which are waiting anxiously to greet you. And I promised you my big why. Here's my professional one, and I'll save my personal one until everyone has sent me theirs. My professional big why, as of this date in August 2017. So that my family never has to endure the fear, scarcity, or lack that landscaped my childhood and delayed my success. Hey everyone, I'll see you in the group, in the Unlimited Consulting and Coaching, and in a few weeks on our very first live whiteboard session. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.